Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Talkers Magazine calls Jim Blasingame one of the best talk show hosts in the industry.
Now remember, I do my best work when I'm being worshipped as a god.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend Dr. Robert McTeer back on the show. Bob is a longtime member of our Brain Trust, more than 15 years now that he's been joining. Actually, 15 years he's been joining us in his 16th year. He's a distinguished fellow with the National Center for Policy Analysis, former Chancellor of Texas A&M University, former president of the Federal Reserve Bank of Dallas, and member of the FOMC, but continuing to be a great member of our Brain Trust. Bob McTeer, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Jim.
And author of a future book, the title of which is yet to be determined, right, Bob?
I don't know about that.
I thought it was going to be a book of haikus. You could do a book of haikus.
Haikus don't take up enough space.
If you do one per page, you could do that. Hey, Bob, thanks for being here. Although our topic today is a rather somber one, isn't it?
I gather you mean the weakening U.S. economy.
That's exactly what I mean. Out here on small business, out here on Main Street, Bob, that's a somber topic right now.
Yeah, we just can't seem to get any traction in the economy. It gets a little better, then it reverts back to the new low mean.
Right. It reminds me of Europe, doesn't it? Does it remind you of Europe? Europe's just trudging along without anything really big, you know. How many decades has Europe been around 2%?
It's been a good while, especially their labor market. Been dysfunctional, and their unemployment rate is higher.
Mm-hmm.
Except for Germany. Germany seems to have broken out of that labor market situation.
Right.
But anyway, if you want to think of something really weird, I think Europe's economy was stronger than ours in the first quarter.
That's scary.
That's right.
Isn't it?
Yes, it is.
So what do you attribute all this to?
I really don't know. The financial crisis that led to the deep recession was very severe. I think after he left his job, Chairman Bernanke called it the worst financial crisis in our history, including the Great Depression. And we got through that. We didn't have to get through it, but we managed to muddle through it. But I think the economy has been not well since then. Everybody has been trying to recoup what they lost, trying to lower debt and so forth. And, you know, saving is good. It's good for long-term growth. But if you're on the cusp of a recession, you know, when you save more, you spend less. And very frustrating.
Well, the reaction to 2008 on Main Street and on Wall Street and corporate America was to cut expenses, to cut including payroll, and to deleverage, to find a way to deleverage as much as possible. And the people who survived did all of those things. Now, I'm convinced, Bob, that a lot more people were laid off than were necessary. See, I don't blame companies for laying off the people they did because everybody was scared. Nobody knew how bad it was going to get. But, Bob, I'm convinced that especially corporate America laid off much more people than they should have, which exacerbated the employment situation, which exacerbates the economy from coming back, prevents it from coming back. And they wound up, and when they realized that, instead of bringing people back on, they just worked their people they had harder. And they got away with it because people didn't want to lose their job. What do you think?
Well, it would be better if we had a system whereby, in situations like that, all take a little bit of a pay cut,
mm-hmm.
and not have to deal with it by keeping some people fully employed and other people totally unemployed.
I'm convinced that what's part of what's happening on Wall Street right now, the early profit picture growth that returns stocks to where they are now, I'm convinced that a lot of that value, that asset value, is on the backs of the unemployed. What do you think?
Well, I wouldn't want to put it like that, but there's a coincidence there of return of profit and stagnant employment.
Well, you know me, Bob. I sharpen my pencil. I put a fine point on it. And you're more of a diplomat than I am. but out here on Main Street, Bob, we don't have time for political correctness or diplomacy, because we're hurting out here. 20 till, right back with our good friend Bob McTeer after these messages. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.